Hello.
Hi, Cindy. It's Sarah from Deluxe Home Care. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. I had a question for you. I see that we don't have a schedule put in our system yet that you would follow. Do you have any
Right.
sort of schedule that you do that I could add in?
What do you mean, like, on the hours?
Yeah, I can make it with you. You have 64 and a half hours for this month. That are those specialized hours. The reason why we do this is because we don't want to go over and then have Leah
Right.
not get paid. So
Okay, so how many hours is there a month?
there's 64.5 hours a month, and then I would make the weekly hours, and then you would tell me how many days you want to do, and I could set it all up.
Okay, that'd be great. Okay, we'll work it like that. Okay, so there's 64 in a month, right?
Yeah, let me tell you how many that is per week. One second.
Okay.
So that gives you about 14 and a half hours for the week.
Okay. That's where I was messed up. I thought it was more hours. I didn't realize that. Okay, so, and I've been telling her, yeah, just stay, just stay. Okay, so it's six, it's how many a week?
And a half, 14.5, and then she would make a schedule for the which days does she usually come?
Well, she's been coming every day,
Oh,
except for
7 days.
Sundays.
Okay, well, that's good. It works out good. Right?
Pardon me?
You're all right?
Yeah.
Divided by six. So that's two. Let me see exactly how much time this is. Two. So 2 point, that comes out to about 2 hours and 20 minutes if we do 6 days a week, because that's how much.
Okay, so let's do it like this. Let's make it like 3 days a week. How about that?
Oh, instead of 6 days, then it will be more. 14.56.
Yeah, that way you don't have to drive as much for 2 hours, you know what I mean?
Right, so let's do 14 divided by then 3 days. That
Yeah.
gets us to, let's see. Four hours and 50 minutes, but let's do 4 hours and 45 minutes just to be safe so it won't go over. So I'm going to put this in 4 hours and 45 minutes. I'm going to try to put it in. It could be
Okay.
that since she did a lot extra already, it's not going to be like
Yeah.
this for this month. Like, I'm going to have to, like, at the end of the month, she's not going to be able to clock in so much then.
Okay. So from here out, we just start stopping on the hours, right?
Yeah, I see on Monday she did 11 and a half hours. Tuesday
On
she did.
Monday?
Yeah, is that correct?
No, that was a, no, because we forgot to clock her out. I think it was Monday, yeah, because I wrote it down here.
Oh, so what time should I fix that to?
Okay, so let's see, that's Monday. I'm looking at my little notes here. Okay, so Monday was, oh, okay. I didn't write that down. Okay, so Monday was the what? Monday was what day was Monday? The
12th.
12th. Okay. Right. I'm writing everything right here. And it's not here. Oh, okay. So, what time was your clock in?
At 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay, yeah, she was done by 2.
By 2? Okay. Let
Yeah.
me see if I have the other one right. I have 1 minute. For
Okay.
yesterday, 9 hours and 15 minutes. Is that correct? Oh, not
Monday.
yesterday, Tuesday, the 13th.
Date. Thursday.
No, Tuesday the 13th.
Okay, let me look at that. Monday the third. Oh, Monday. This is Monday the 12th, right? Or
Monday the 12th was the one we just did for the 4 hours one, but now we're going on
yeah.
Tuesday the 13th.
Okay. Let me see. Tuesday the 13th. Okay, what is it ever clocking
8:45 a.m.
at? Yeah, 8:45. Eight 45. Yeah, I found out how to do those timesheets the right way now. Okay, so it was 8:45. I don't know. I think it was like 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Okay, let's put this in. So let's see how much time that was. So that's 4 hours and 15 minutes. So that will definitely help the schedule a lot.
Okay.
So I'm gonna now put this schedule in. We're gonna do, let me just write this down what we're doing. Which days should I put in
Okay.
for? Because we're gonna do 3 days a week. So which 3 days?
Yeah, because if I have to switch it up, like for my doctor's appointments and that, and I will, because I have her drive me.
That's fine.
Let's just say Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then what time to
Yep.
what? Starting at when?
We'll say probably around 10.
Okay, 10 o'clock, 10 to 1. So 10 to about 2:45?
Yep, that'll work.
Okay, great. So I'm gonna put this in now, and if there's a change for some reason or anything, just have you or her give me a call so I could make sure that we have it incorrectly.
Okay, I will.
And then when I
Okay.
see that it's gonna be going over, because since we're in the beginning of the month, I'll just let her know when I do pre-billing, like on Monday sometime, either this week or next week.
Okay.
Yeah, but other than this, everything else is going good?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And I know how to fill out the timesheets on the my PDF now, so
Oh, that's great. Okay, happy to hear that.
yeah.
Well, hopefully you wouldn't
Because
need them because like she'll clock in properly. It's only like
right. Yeah, and with it being like this now, it'd be different. So okay. Okay then. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and you're still at the
Okay.
same place. Let me just confirm your address while I have you on the phone.
Yeah.
6043 Cedar Crest Drive, Cedar Hill.
6045.
6045, yeah.
Yeah.
And let me see. Yeah, I have your email address. Okay, great. And you're aware that if in the event, hopefully not, but like if you were in the hospital, then she can't clock in then.
Right.
Okay, great. Just making sure. Okay, then have a great day. We'll be in touch.
And you too. Okay.
Okay,
All right.
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.